There's a greeting that Jesus often gave to his disciples and is a common greeting of the time, a common greeting of today in many languages. Peace be with you. Al-salam alaikum. Annyeong haseyo. Shalom. Aloha. Peace be with you. But there's something different in today's reading as to how Jesus shares peace, as we heard in the gospel today. It's not just a regular salutation, either coming or going, but it's something quite different. And it changes for us the meaning of peace be with you from that moment on. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace. My peace I give to you." What is this peace that Jesus has given us? Well, if we were talking cake and Jesus said, "My peace I give to you," that would mean more cake for each of us. See what I did there? That's a little homonym humor. Yeah. But we're not talking cake or a piece of something. We're talking something even better than cake. Yeah, even better than cake. We're talking peace, and not a piece of peace, but the whole enchilada. What is this peace that Jesus gives to us? Well, first of all, it's not an end. It's not something to achieve, to get to, but it's rather a journey. It is a way of being. It is a way of living and existing on this earth. And as Jesus is God, the peace Jesus bestows to us is God's peace. And he describes its effect as not letting your heart be troubled and not being afraid or worried. God's peace, strength, courage, calm, and even contentment at all times, but especially in times of trial. God wants us in difficult times to still be able to be content, to feel that calm in midst of the storm. That's God's peace. And it's a spiritual gift, not something that is manifested by the world. Worldly peace is temporary at best. God's peace is permanent. Now that is as long as we allow it. It is a gift, but we have to open it up. We have to say yes. We have to take it in. Some of us, I see the person in the mirror every morning. Some of us sometimes think we're not good enough to open up that gift. And so we don't take God's peace. And we carry the world ourselves, and it knocks us down. Some of us should know better. God's gift is there for us. God's peace is there for us. You don't need to earn it. You don't need to deserve it. It's yours. Open it up. It's a gift that can never be taken away. Although we can ignore it, as I mentioned, to our own detriment. Nor can it be really rationalized or understood, especially when circumstances that you may find yourself in suggest a response that's anything but peace. God's peace is that peace that passes all understanding. God's peace is that ability to be quiet in the eye of the storm, to find God's voice when there's noise all around you. This peace is the coming of the Spirit. This statement made by Jesus foreshadows Pentecost, when the Spirit descends upon the apostles and each of us. Appropriately, that this gospel is read on a day of baptism. As John the Baptist spoke of Jesus earlier, "While I will baptize with water, the one who is coming baptizes with Spirit. The gift of peace comes with Spirit. Now, last week, Howard gave us homework to love one another. We'll keep doing that. And I hope that loving will become easier when you accept God's peace and focus on bringing into your relationship with God, with others, and with self. And loving will also help you bring God's peace into your relationship. They work together. The peace, God's peace, is about having that strong, good relationship with God, is about having that strong, good relationship with others, and having that good, strong relationship with self. During the service, a little later, we'll be passing the peace. As I mentioned, this is no longer a salutation for us as Christians. This is a holy matter. It's an honoring of the gift that Jesus gave to us, and it's also putting it into practice. It's not about greeting everyone, but it is making sure that we're in good relations with others before we approach the communion table. It's not important that you get to everyone, but it is important that if there's anyone with whom you have a dispute or a conflict or a grievance, that you get to them. And you say, "Peace be with you." And get in that good relationship before receiving communion. Know that when we do that, and be especially mindful of it today, that this is a spiritual act and not simply a greeting of our friends. For the gift of peace that we have all freely received, I say on behalf of us all, now and always, thanks be to God. Amen.